Let's go to the Director of Corporate Communications with Kia America and hear James Bell. At the Kia dealerships in Colorado Springs, they say, drive a Kia, it's a good idea. So anyway, welcome to the show. Good morning and this first day of spring.
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And yeah, I tend to agree. It is a good idea.
Kia, it's a good idea. All right, so all the questions that we have for EV questions, you know, whether someone's trying or just thinking about considering an electric vehicle, let's get into this. What are the latest advancements of electrification and charger availability? Because I would imagine that people are, you know, that want to get into the EV market, want to know how they're going to keep the thing charged, right?
Well, let's back up one quick step, and I'm happy to talk about just that. But one thing I wanted to consider first is when people think about, maybe it's time to look at electrification, the first step is to look at themselves. There's just still such a strange part of the American car buying psyche. Well, you know, I might just need to load up the car with the kids and the dog and hook up the boat and drive to grandma's house any minute. And if you are that person, well, good luck. But also, you are in a very tiny minority. The rest of us are driving 25 to 30 miles per day, going to the grocery store, picking the kids up at school, running life's little daily errands. And for that reason, an electric power car is perfect. And here's the reason why. First off, most people who are considering electrification for their next vehicle can charge at home. Better than 60% of EV buyers are charging at home. So it's the same idea as when you come home at night and you plug your phone in just before you go to sleep to charge up. So you start your day with a fresh battery in your phone. You do the same thing with your car. You start both devices with a full state of charge. When it comes to off-site charging or, you know, charging along highways or different cities, that's coming along very quickly as well. We announced last year at Kia that we'll be soon using the same charging standard as Tesla. So you'll be able to take a Kia vehicle to a Tesla charging station, which I'm sure many of your listeners are aware of seeing them around town. Candidly, Tesla has done a fantastic job building that charging network out. And soon that's going to be available to all electric vehicles. And the next level is a group of seven different car companies, of which I'm proud to say Kia is one of them, is also investing billions in putting high-speed charging stations. I think we're looking at 30,000 of them around the country over the next couple of years. So my best advice is, you know, have me back on your show in about a year.
Okay.
And let's talk about how much charging is available, how affordable EVs are, and those that really are very honest with how they're going to use their vehicle are going to find that EVs are the right choice.
You know, a lot of people ask, you know, when they're getting into this type of vehicle, how does the range work for an electric vehicle? I mean, it's different in every model, obviously, but how does the range work?
Well, it's all simple. It's all based on the size of the battery. So, you know, the larger the battery, the more range you're going to get. But also the larger the battery, the more weight you're carrying, and therefore you end up losing some of that efficiency. So that's why we've kind of in the industry ended up at this 300 mile range as kind of being the sweet spot for right now. But battery technologies are improving, the costs are going down. But I do believe that 300 to maybe 350 mile range is really where it's at. But how you can impact that is actually quite interesting. Gasoline-powered cars are most efficient at highway speeds. It's the stop-and-go traffic. It's waiting at stoplights with the engine running. That's where gasoline-powered cars are least efficient. Again, they're at their best at highway speeds. With electric-powered cars, it's the opposite. They are most efficient, obviously, because there's no gasoline power engine being driven at low speed. They're most efficient running around town, which, again, is a vast majority of how people use their machines. And then when you're out on the highways, speed can have a huge impact. If you're, a speed racer and you need to go 85 miles an hour, your electric vehicle range is going to be impacted by that because they're not as efficient. And when I say not as efficient, I mean maybe, you know, 10% less on the charge compared to normal.
Yeah.
But if you just, you know, drive with traffic and just kind of cruise along on the highway, normal speeds, and then, as I said, vast majority of the time in city streets, you're going to be as efficient as possible and get the most range as possible.
And we got about 30 seconds left. What are some of the current and upcoming models that you're excited about when they're going to be making their debuts?
Well, we showed at the LA Auto Show last year two concept vehicles, which, well, I can't tell you too much because I'll get fired. But they will probably be coming to the market pretty soon. And they're both going to be very affordable. That's the big trick. I think the next frontier of electric vehicles are going to be, you know, in the $35,000 to $40,000 range, but still give you that 300 miles on the charge.
Oh,
so it's
going
to be an exciting new frontier in electrification.
Very good. And we'll have to have you on quite often as this technology advances. James, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it and look forward to the next time.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.